WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
Begin this morning with First Weather and our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero. It's been fascinating to watch some of these heavy rain bands move across the state this morning.
That's right. My commute was a mess. You just pop into one of those heavier bands, you flip your windshield wipers on high and slow it down. We do have some bands of heavy rain. Rainfall totals already over an inch in some spots, and we've got a lot more to come. Flood watch in effect for the entire state. Wind advisory for the coast until later this morning, and we have coastal flood warnings and advisories posted as well, coming up on high tide along the ocean front in the next hour or two. So periods of heavy rain through early this afternoon, then the rain will become more scattered. Fierce wind gusts of 40 to 50 miles an hour, lightning and thunder, and the threat for minor to moderate coastal flooding out there as well. Highs lower 60s. Scattered rain showers will continue tonight and wrap up tomorrow morning. Maybe a few snowflakes at the very end, but again, looking warm, so it's going to be a very wet day. Flooding might make travel difficult at times. Right now, Hackensack 59, Pensauken 63, and Metuchen 59.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:02. We'll have everything you need to know about this storm. We have maybe 2,500, less than 3,000 power outages around the Garden State, and we'll keep an eye on high tide down the shore today as well. The most significant overhaul of New Jersey Transit since its founding nearly 40 years ago has now been signed into law.
The law expands NJ Transit's board and requires at least one rail and one bus commuter to be among the members. It requires half of board meetings and some public hearings before fare hikes or service cuts to be held at night when commuters can more easily attend. Governor Phil Murphy signed the law at the Summit train station.
In one sentence, this reform puts into law the simple concept that NJ Transit works for commuters and not the other way around.
A customer advocate position must be created to represent commuter needs within the agency. Two passenger advisory committees were established, one for North Jersey, one for South. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Dan Zero's commuter weather. We could have some very intense rains throughout the day, or at least throughout the morning. A flood watch remains in effect for all 21 counties, a wind advisory for coastal counties through the morning rush hour, and a coastal flood warning and advisory in effect for parts of the shore and other parts of the Garden State as well, as these intense rain bands are just going to keep lashing through this morning. Leave yourself some extra time this morning and stay tuned for New Jersey Fast Traffic. We'll let you know what the commute is going to be like. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News. Now that New Jersey is a sanctuary state, dangerous and illegal gang members have been flocking here to hide. We'll have more on that in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
How about New Jersey's First News, 5:07. Dan Zero's commuter weather. We are going to have this storm continue to lash New Jersey throughout the morning rush hour. There are some concerns about heavy winds and rain and flooding, and it's just going to be a mess this morning. Dan will have more coming up here in just a couple of minutes. At a time when Governor Phil Murphy has ordered local police to stop cooperating with immigration agents, New Jersey has become a sanctuary state for a violent gang largely made up of illegal immigrants. A new report on the MS-13 gang finds these brutal killers are increasingly coming to New Jersey because they can hide from police. Patrick Leverett joins us live with the details this morning. Patrick?
Eric, what may worry New Jerseyans most about this report in the face of the new policy championed by the Murphy administration is that it comes from an independent investigative unit under the state's auspices, which credits the cooperation of local police with ICE for slowing the growth of MS-13 within the state and the erosion of homicide numbers over the past few years. MS-13 first came into Jersey through Elizabeth 2 decades ago and is known to be particularly ruthless around Plainfield, but their targets by and large are not the general public, but fellow immigrants still with ties to Central America. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thank you. The Republican-led House has approved funding for President Trump's border wall in legislation that now pushes the government closer to a partial government shutdown tonight. The House voted largely along party lines. The bill now goes to the Senate. It has almost no chance of passing there. Senators already passed their bill to avert a shutdown, extending funds to February 8th that did not include funding for the wall. Authorities in Middlesex County are asking for your help to catch a man accused of murdering a gas station attendant in cold blood during the early hours of Thursday morning in Edison.
The suspect wore a hooded sweatshirt, mask, gloves, and of course was equipped with a gun, entering the Safeway gas in Edison around 4 a.m. The suspect marched to the cashier, pointed that gun, and demanded cash. Quickly, John Bertram followed the instructions, handing over the cash register drawer. The suspect could have quickly fled. Instead, fired one fatal shot at the 38-year-old clerk. The suspect remains at large and is believed to have used the car service Lyft for travel. Anybody with details is urged to contact the Middlesex County Prosecutor's Office. Matthew White, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The number of measles cases in Ocean County now up to 24 as the outbreak continues to spread. There are also 10 other suspected cases. For the outbreak to be considered over, there must be 42 days without a new diagnosis, which will push the danger well into the new year. The infected range from 6 months to 59 years old. Today marks the official start of winter. It has proven deadly for motorists, passengers, and pedestrians in the Garden State. From 2012 to 2016, nearly 900 individuals lost their lives on our roads during the months of December, January, February, and March.
Adverse weather conditions did not play a role in all of these crashes, but Tracy Noble with AAA Mid-Atlantic says the problem is exacerbated by the many drivers who pretend obstacles caused by snow, sleet, and rain don't exist. Too much four-wheel drive confidence.
People don't realize that they still need extra distance to stop and that vehicles do not accelerate or brake the same way that they do in dry conditions.
Noble adds, now's a good time to make sure your wipers are in proper working condition, that your tires are ready for the winter, and your headlights aren't clouded over. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 510. The CEO of the Miss America pageant, Regina Hopper, is firing back at critics who claim she and Chairwoman Gretchen Carlson orchestrated an illegal takeover of the organization. Several state pageants are suing to remove Hopper and Carlson, upset at the way they've enacted reforms. Carlson moved quickly to strip local pageants of their leadership if they criticized the way she was running things. That included New Jersey. Carlson issued a statement saying lawsuits will not reinstate the swimsuit competition. New Jersey is now one of 9 states suing the federal government, seeking to reverse a proposal to conduct seismic testing off the Atlantic coast.
Attorney General Gurbir Graywall says the $44 billion shore tourism industry and more than 830,000 supported jobs are at stake, so the state wants to stop things before they get started.
Seismic testing is the first step before oil and gas companies can start drilling off our shores.
On November 30th, 5 companies got authorizations to proceed with their push for seismic testing permits, despite the prospect of impacting more than 300,000 marine mammals, such as whales and dolphins.
Large sounds off their coast, 3 miles off, every 10 seconds, which you could hear here.
In Belmar, Michael Simons, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Hi, about New Jersey's First News, 512. Stormy weather in the Garden State for your ride to work or school this morning. But what does that mean in the days ahead and possibly for Christmas? We'll get an extended look at the forecast with Dan and then recap our top stories next. Time out of New Jersey's First News, 514, as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero, this morning. And Dan, it's just a stormy morning.
That's right. Let me recap our watches, warnings, and advisories, because I think that gives you a good indication of our biggest issues today. Several flood warnings have been issued now, as moderate to heavy rainfall over an inch in several spots, already causing pounding on roadways and noticeable river rises. If there's not big puddles on the roads, at the very least, it's going to be wet and slippery. Flood watch in effect for all 21 counties in New Jersey until late tonight, 2 to 4 plus inches of rain in the forecast. Obviously, that's enough to cause flooding. Wind advisory for coastal counties until 10 o'clock. Still looking at gusts of 50 plus miles an hour. That'll blow around your Christmas decorations and garbage cans and possibly cause some power outages. There is an indication of strong winds this afternoon as well. Not a guarantee, but let's stay on our toes for that. Coastal flood warnings and advisories for the entire Jersey Shore all the way around to the Delaware River. That water cresting within the next hour or two here along the ocean front, several hours later in Back Bay. The heaviest rain through early this afternoon, then the rain becomes more scattered. Highs today, lower 60s. We're already there. It is warm and balmy outside. Scattered rain showers will continue tonight and then wrap up early tomorrow morning. There could be a few snowflakes in far northwest Jersey only at the very end. No accumulations. Clearing skies with a gusty wind tomorrow. Temperatures falling from 50 in the morning to near 40 by sunset. Much quieter weather for Sunday, Christmas Eve Monday, and Christmas Day Tuesday. New Jersey First News time is now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, sweeping reforms signed into law at New Jersey Transit, the first in 40 years. But will it do anything to help your commute? Not today. It is looking more like a partial government shutdown is going to happen tonight as debate continues over funding the president's border wall. In sports, Flyers edge the Predators. Devils and Islanders both lose. Rangers and the NBA locals had the night off. Your bus stop forecast in New Jersey fast traffic next.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey First News Time 519. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero with your bus stop forecast for this Friday morning, probably the last day before the big winter break here, and it is a wet one for this first day of winter. Heavy rain will continue through early this afternoon, the fierce wind gusts as well. Then things calm down a little bit, but you'll need the raincoat or umbrella pretty much all day long. At least it's nice and warm. Highs today in the lower 60s. New Jersey First News Time coming up on 520.
Listen each weekday morning at 8:30 for the Auto Lenders Futures Report. Eric Scott looks at factors that could cause the stock market to rise or fall that day. Made possible by Auto Lenders, a smarter way to buy a car with 6 New Jersey locations.
You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 News from your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:23 it is now on this Friday morning, and we've made it to the end of the week, but it is going to be a very stormy end at that. Still concerns about heavy rains and very dangerous winds and possible flooding. Dan is keeping a very close eye on it for you. It may slow your morning commute, particularly down the shore. We'll have more on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is walking away from the Trump administration after clashing with President Trump over the abrupt withdrawal of U.S. troops from Syria. Mattis is perhaps the most respected foreign policy official in the White House and is leaving after struggling to soften and moderate the president's hard line and sometimes sharply changing policies. Mattis met Thursday at the White House with Trump for about 45 minutes, a trip he made with his resignation letter in hand. If you're a history buff, this could be the excitement you've been waiting for. More than 100 reenactors will commemorate the 242nd anniversary of General George Washington and his troops crossing the Delaware in replica cargo boats on Christmas Day.
Tom Maddock, historical interpreter for the Washington Crossing Historic Park, says the reenactors will all be dressed in clothing from the 1700s.
They're very passionate about history. They've been doing these reenactings, this and other things, for many, many years. They're very dedicated, very motivated.
Washington Crossing historian Clay Craighead says the reenactment is a very big deal because up until this point, Washington and his troops were losing the war.
So it was looking bleak. Trenton is that huge turning point that I think saves the revolution.
David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A quick-thinking father saved his family from a fast-moving fire by walking them out onto a second-story porch and knocking on the window of a neighbor. Victor Amanzar got his 5-year-old out of the house in Camden overnight, but saw his wife and baby didn't follow. When he ran back in, the three were trapped by flames on the second floor. He led his wife and their baby out a front window and walked along the porch to the next-door neighbor. She was shocked to hear a knock on her bedroom window and was even more so when a man handed her a baby. The family all got out safely. The family's dog died in the blaze. Despite a very good economy, 62% of working Americans have not seen a salary increase this year.
What's even more surprising is that the percentage is higher than last year's 52%, says Greg McBride, chief financial analyst at Bankrate.com.
What we are seeing is that the employers that are giving out raises, it's more likely to be focused on performance-based raises, those that took on additional responsibility or were promoted.
Despite limited pay bumps, only 25% of employees plan to look for a better-paying job next year.
You know, maybe there's the belief that, okay, didn't get the raise now, but it's right around the corner, that next step up.
Younger millennials are most likely to look for a better paying gig in the year ahead. Jen Ursulo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 5:26. We do have some very heavy rains that are going to be moving through the Garden State. It's a stormy, stormy morning, and Dan will have everything you need to know about it and when it'll finally dry out coming up in 4 minutes on the half hour at 5:30. Also at 5:30, sweeping reforms for New Jersey Transit, but how much of it is really going to make a difference to your commute? And we'll update business news next.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:28 as we update business news. Asian stocks fell further today after Wall Street slid on recession fears, putting markets in Shanghai, Tokyo, and Sydney on track to end 2018 down more than 10%. Wall Street is headed for its worst December since the Great Depression. Stocks usually end the year with a flourish, but there's been no indication that's going to happen this year. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner. Our news director, Annette Petriccioni. Content coordinated by Dan Alexander and Patrick Lavery. Sergio Bichow is at the editor's desk.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.